The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP? Austin Norman is back all the way from Portland, or not from Oregon, from Corvallis?
Corvallis. By way of Portland.
Yeah, by the way of Portland. We're Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, two Lincoln locations. Live in effect from 1040 O Street. Obviously, a lot going on today. We got a lot going on in the studio. We got a quick segment here. Then we got Dr. Dan Finn coming in. I'm going to talk about muscle memory and a little concussions. And then top of the 5 o'clock hour, we have Coach Bird coming in from Supernova. So there's a lot going on along with that, the university. We got to try to touch on that a little bit. Changing one part of the leadership after the exit of Trev Alberts. And, onward and upward, you know, when Mr. Danny came in, you know, he set forth the path. You know, a lot of times I think people, in my opinion, we'll just touch on it before we go to break, that they get so excited, or not excited, they try to like dissect every single word, you know. Look at your introductory press conference, you know, as long as you get up there and kind of do what you need to do, you know, thank the right people. Obviously, you know, you got to be excited and stuff like that. And then the biggest thing that you do, just like anything, is just, get to work and then, you know, hopefully, put your actions behind your words. And so, everything I've heard from him, from people that aren't associated with this, our program, but people that have dealt with him before, have nothing but great things to say about him. Jed Fish, even though in the little time that he was at the University of Washington, had known, of him and had a ton of respect for him before taking the job in Washington. Obviously, he felt good enough to move his family all the way from Tucson to Washington to take the job. With the something that he was going to be there as leadership. One of my best friends, Juwan Dawson, rest in peace, is in the Tulane Hall of Fame. I talked to his, I guess, widow or his ex-wife, whatever you want to call it. She played at Tulane as well. They love him down there. George Guidry's son, who was a former Nebraska Blackshirt Cornhusker, his son, it goes to Tulane, committed to Tulane, and George loves him. I think that's all I can go off of. And then I'll see what we learn here in the future. So, it was interesting. I would say it was a probably interesting press conference, but I think, you know, everybody's waiting for, him to get up there and talk. And it's the first time getting in front of this Nebraska media. And then it's onward and upward. I'm sure he's going to have to do the media rounds and stuff like that. And then after that, about this time next week, he's going to probably roll up the sleeves and, you know, try to get after it. Hopefully, right?
Oh, it's a good. It's a new day in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a new day.
It has to be. I mean, it's I don't really see. You know, look, I think it's just can't beat a dead horse. Trev's a part of history. We got to turn that page. It's unfortunate, but it's fortunate you get new leadership, and you got to. You know, he's got to. You got to give. He's got to do his job, right? And his job is, I would say, you know, it's easier coming in. You don't ever have to raise money. You don't have to worry about people going to games and all the other stuff. So you got to be able to add your spice to it and then bring some security, right? Nobody's going to have an opening press conference and saying, hey, you know, I'm like Josh McDaniels, you know, or, you know, I mean, we've all had experiences with it, right? I mean, I've had position coaches come in as a pro. My coach on Monday didn't get fired, gone on Friday, and, you know, go through that. So, I mean, I'm a little bit maybe more callous and open-minded to it. It's just part of the business these days, and this is the way it goes. You know, I think he'll do a fine job, you know. And, you know, the biggest thing I think with people, I can't speak for everybody, but I'm assuming everybody from what I've heard is like they just want some continuity, right? That's a big hope in this day and age. But if you can get it, then you can start to see some real results. And continuity to me isn't somebody just being there and being a placeholder. Continuity actually is everybody on the same page. That's continuity. And it doesn't have to be, we all can be on the same page. Like to do this show, we're all on the same page, right? Try to get in out of breaks, give good content and all this other stuff. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we all got to agree on a point. But at the end of the day, we want to put on a good show. That's continuity to me. That's the more important continuity to me than, hey, we're on TV and we're paused, right? If I could put it in our terms, that's probably the best thing that would be fruitful for this, you know, next chapter in Nebraska.
Well, I mean, you know, days like today are the days where, you know, you get up and you give the elevator pitch for who you are and being gracious and grateful and all the things, and you go, okay, there's nothing heard today that we hadn't heard before from previous athletic directors and presidents, and we have tracking for how those went. My eyes are to what are the steps next. Like, I get that, okay, new day, get your thing done, and I look forward to seeing that. I think that's a big part of the day is what are you going to do? Not what you say.
Yeah.
Like, I quite frankly, you know, you're not new to the rodeo. This is, you know what to say in front of the microphone to get people on your side. And they're like, okay, fine. Now what? And there are issues, whether we know all the issues or the issues that we know versus, as Steph Sipple says, what we know versus what we think we know. So for me, I'm watching this week's football practice. I'm watching the transfer portal. I'm talking to student athletes. I'm talking to coaches. I'm talking to people in the community because I want to know where they stand. It's not where what I think. I was told the thing yesterday that they said, you act as though you're a Husker, but you're not. Like, there's literally, this is the kind of stuff that goes on. And I said, in my head, not that it matters, but this radio show, this radio station is for the people. So I'm way more interested in what Husker Nation thinks about today. And if you're happy, say so. If you're curious, say so. If you're not happy, say so. And you're all okay in whatever you're saying because it's a new day. I don't know if you're starting at zero. Like, I don't know if that's what today means, but you have an athletic director who does not know the project of all projects that are driving the athletic department currently. So he's got to get up to speed pretty quickly. And it's not an overnight sort of deal. So what happens with the stadium matters. What happens with 1890 matters. What happens with the student athletes who are now under his watch, because they have to feel comfortable under his watch. See, that's the part people don't talk about. These student athletes, this is their future. This is literally their future. And the reasons that they may have chose the University of Nebraska may not exist anymore, or at least be wavered in. So I'm open to the text line. Tell me how you feel about it. If y'all tell me you feel good about it, then I'm going to accept that y'all feel good about it. That's how, like, today was for me, was to watch. I watch a lot. As much as I talk, I watch a whole lot more. I watch a whole lot more. And my grandmother used to say that I had the chase advantage, that people don't see me coming. I watch how people respond in situations and circumstances. And that natural movement, people's natural movement, that if they're moving in comfort, that tells me that
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best-kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
But that is the thing that's normal. If there's discomfort, I pay attention to it. And today I'm watching Nebraska feel good about themselves, and so I want Nebraska to feel good about themselves. That's every day. Every day I want to root for it. And today's a new day. So feel good about it if you feel good about it. If you don't feel good about it, tell me why you don't feel good about it, and I'll listen. But that's what it is for me today.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's, you know, listen. This ain't my first rodeo. I don't care what you say. I mean, I do, right? Because, it's, you know, you can put words together and all that. I want you to be able to represent the university, but this is different than when Bill Moose came after I-Course or Trev came after Moose, you know.
How so?
Was you here when I-Course was here?
No, I'm
I-Course,
I
listened.
Literally just asked you how I-Course, so. I don't know.
I-Course had no idea what he was doing. He had no intentions of doing anything that wasn't for the betterment of Nebraska. He needed to go. Every decision he made, from sitting up there and elevating Bob Diaco over the likes of John Cook and all that stuff, and said it out loud, you had no business residing in the city of Nebraska, of Lincoln. None at all. To tell a dude that's an assistant coach that he's better than your national championship volleyball coach, literally, he essentially told the head coach, which was Mike Riley at the time, this is the dude that's better than you. That's not being an AD. He had no personal skills, nothing like that. And then, so, I mean, and I hate to say it, cause it kind of, you sound kind of like a buffoon up here, you know, digging, you know, taking a dig at I-Course and all this other stuff. But the dynamics of the situation was different. This one here is different, where I feel like, if this is just my opinion, that I-Course was probably a little bit, when you're getting like, all right, this is a little bit of the bottom, right? Whereas Trev, I think, is the shock and awe, right? Where still can't believe it happened. All right, we gotta pull up our bootstraps and get it together. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure that goes with this job, but I always say this with every job that comes to Nebraska in the big time sports, right? The big time football coach, volleyball coach, basketball coach. See, it's as hard as you make it, and it's as easy as you make it. And that will not change. And that's just the way it is. You do what you need to do. It's going to be, I wouldn't say it's an easy job, but it's an easier job. If you make it hard on yourself.
Is the Nebraska AD job harder, more difficult than other Power Five schools?
At times.
Why?
But I think that's more self-inflicted, right? If you get caught up in the tidal wave of, you know, not standing on your own or on your own business and fighting some fights that maybe you know you're not going to win, and, you know, then that could be a hard job. But if you're there trying to build a program, you could actually leave and knowing that you did a good job. And so it just kind of depends on what your take is on it and what you're trying to do. And I don't think I think being an athletic director or coach is extremely harder now in some ways, but then it's a little bit easier. But it's all about how you embrace it and what you choose to do with it. So, you know, ultimately, you know, you got to be in leadership and you got to make some hard decisions. But then also, you know, also being a leader isn't coming in and just like wiping the state clean either. You know, I'll say this, man, dude, you know, as bad as the Cleveland Browns were at times, there were still good players on that team. There's still good people in that organization. Some of them lasted, some of them went on to do good at other places. So, you know, we'll see. I think it's, you know, look, he'll do his job. How long? I don't know.
So it's that thing, right? That if there is a change, there's a reason for the change. Then you have to acknowledge that there is a thing that needs to be changed because status quo doesn't work or hasn't worked. And then what needs to be improved, what needs to be better, what needs to be removed, what needs to be added.
Yeah.
And without knowing any of that, it's really hard to move forward.
Well, I mean, they're
going to change for sake of change.
I mean, this is where people get confused. Like, the fans, you got to move forward because it's not your job. Your job is to cheer on the team. That's your job. Fan, fanatic, that's your job. Their job is to huddle up together and come to terms with whatever the issues are and either change them, kind of compromise them, or leave them at B, and then they got to do a better job. Like, they got to move on from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that were in the know-how or however this, if there's four sections that come into the program decision makers, they got to come together, right? You know, the fans got to move on. You got no choice, dude. The season's about to be around the corner. Like, you can't worry about what Trev Albers is doing down there in Aggie Land. You got to worry about what's happening right now.
Well, I don't think, from the fans that I've talked to today, I don't think any of them are worried about Texas A&M really in full. They're curious because it's just part of the conversation, the thing to where they are. Coach Bird's coming in later. She coached at Texas A&M. So there's a whole lot she can explain about what the appeal is and what's going on down there. But the reality is what's happening in Lincoln, what's happening in the football program, what's happening in the athletic department is important because you're asking people to financially and emotionally invest in the program. And you can't say, well, it's your job just to cheer, shut up and cheer, don't pay attention.
That's not what I'm saying.
Well, I'm saying
they are fans, dude. Like, yes, it goes together. What happens in the football program, before Trev left, what was wrong with the football program besides they need to get better on the football field? That's what they're trying to do. That's the only thing that they can do. The only thing that the football coaches can do is take the 5-7 team and try to turn that bad boy into 7-5 or more. That's the only thing that they can do. They can't control who stays and goes. That's what I mean. They can't control that. Yes, you're going to be emotionally invested, but you're emotionally invested when they was 9-3. You either in or you out. That's really what it comes down to.
Is that so? You're telling Husker fans you're either in or out. Don't worry about the rest of it.
But okay, if you're watching a game, why are you worried about what the AD and them are doing?
Because you know that it shows
you up. You don't know. That's why you ask it.
Well,
it's not their job to tell you how they're doing their business.
So this text line that if you ask them why Nebraska was 5-7, we will get texts from now until tomorrow morning at 7:30.
Right. And it has to do with on the football field and what they're doing. But you can't change that. You can't keep talking about what you did last year, this year. You have to recognize what you did last year, fix it, and then show that you fixed it.
That's literally what I just said, was that my concern is, in a time of change, why is there a need for a change, and then what will the change be? My curiosity is, I don't know. I have no idea what today was for and what it achieved or what it's trying to achieve. I have some guesstimate, but it's just that. So I'm not offering it. Right. I'm simply asking Husker fans, it's a new day. How do you feel? Is this a step forward? Is this a step back? Is this a lateral move? Do you care? Do you not care? I don't know. I'm not going to speak for the text line. I'm simply going to say it's a new day, and I'm interested to see. I'm curious to see what it means.
Yeah,
because I don't have the answers.
Yeah, I think that the answers come in time, boy. You know, we'll see. I mean, I don't know the metrics now because a lot of things. I mean, you're going to come in and try to put your stamp on it, but when you put that stamp on there, do you do it early or late? That's really kind of what really goes on. So time will tell. Anyways, we got Dan Finn coming in. You're going to talk about how I got my busted up feet. Then we got Coach Bird coming in, dropped some dimes on down there in Aggieland, man. Because, you know, look, her experience of coaching down at Texas A&M and coaching now has obviously led her to be one of the best coaches in the Volleyball Federation, Professional Volleyball Federation. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, we will be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.